Why am I, my thing not going live?
Okay, let's try it again.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
We are here in full effect. It is your boy RP. Thought I was live, but I wasn't. Just dropped my daughter off at school, and it just occurred to me, man. I dropped my daughter off at this institution of learning, and I don't really know what they're doing inside of there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm dropping my baby off. I'm hoping she learned it. But I don't really know. I've been juicing. Star juicing. I bought the NAMA. Matter of fact, let me see if I can find it to show it to y'all. NAMA, N-A-M-A, J-U, juicer 2. Let me see if I can get a picture of this motherfucker. And I tell you, this fucking juicer is in freaking incredible. Images. Let me show y'all the one I got. I think I got that right there. I think I got this right. No, that's a cheap one. I got the baller one. Okay. No, not that. I got this right here. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Let's go. Here you go, right here. When I tell y'all this juicer is incredible. Okay, let me share the screen so y'all can see what I'm talking about. See, I hate when they got ads. All right, here we go. Let me go that. And then let me go. Oh, no, not that. God damn, hit the wrong button. No. Here we go. This is my juicer, guys. This mug right here is not a game. First of all, you think of old school juicers, you got to put the stuff in, mash it down a little bit at a time. Let me tell you something. I can juice the whole world in this motherfucker. If my wife would put a hand in there, I could be single. I'm just telling you. This juicer is not a game. It spit the juice off on the left and all the little juice remnants is on the right. I do what they call batch juicing. I make, this is beets. Got my phone dead. This is beets. This is lemon. This is a kale. This is ginger. All at once. I'm going to do a pomegranate juice when I get through with the show today. Mm. Beets are super good for you. How are you guys? Alfreda is in the building. Yusef, Ty Gibbs. Let me tell you something. Alfreda, this particular juicer is not a game. How about this? Yesterday signed on for a movie. I'll be going to Chicago. Play the lead in this film. That's very important to me now. You're not just going to put my ass in a movie and I'm just a fucking peripheral character. But you're gonna have me working like I'm the lead anyway, doing press and shit. So guess what? I said I gotta be the lead, dog. It's a Christmas film. I'm looking forward. It's called A Thanksgiving Christmas. And I'm excited. I just got the script and everything last night. So I'll be going. I might miss one day of this show to do it because I gotta go into Chicago on a Friday to shoot it. Next week, you watch the show, you tune in, We will be starting 1 hour later. We usually go at 9 a.m. We will be going at 10 a.m., 10 to noon, 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully, it'll give you a better opportunity to tune into the show. Mad love, mad respect. If you haven't shared the broadcast, please do so. My co-host is gearing up to get in here. But y'all the co-host every day. Alfreda, Yusef, Todd, Sabrina, all of you guys, man. And it's unreal the way y'all support old Rodney Perry, man. It's an honor and a privilege to rock with y'all. If you are watching on Media Room 360, please continue to support Shiny. She had a small procedure yesterday. She came out like a trooper, like she always does. Mad love, mad respect to my partner in crime, Miss Shawnee. Thank you so much. Just for next week or from now. Great question, Todd. I don't know what you think, man. I say from now, because man, I drop my daughter off. If she's running late, it makes me have to speed and almost wreck. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go a little later. I ain't doing shit. So yeah, and my East Coast people been complaining like, yo, Rod, I want to support the show. I want to be a part of it. But man, you too early for me. It's 6 a.m. for them. So a 7 a.m. start is just a little better for them, Ty. So thank you for asking. All right. Man, I done let my phone go dead. I don't know what my charge is. You know, I done touched it 5 times. Here it goes. Let's pull up some of the hot topics of the day. I never saw this story. So a judge declares a mistrial. T.I. and Tiny had a lawsuit against the toy maker MGA Entertainment over popular LOL surprise dolls. Now, I got daughters, so I know about LOL, but apparently one of these dolls was made in the likeness of T.I. and Tiny's daughter. They sued it. Long story short, it's been declared a mistrial. It's all good. I'm going to jump in regardless. Thank you, Todd. Mad love. Mad respect. No, it'll be from now on until I change it again. So T.I. and Tiny, man, we had a little bit of this conversation yesterday. George Foreman had a 50-year-old rape case pop up, and they kind of dismissed it, and then he filed a countersuit. Well, guess what, guys? This one just hit the presses. Mike Tyson accused of raping a woman during the early 90s. $5 million lawsuit. Now, Mike Tyson then already went to jail for raping somebody. I want to say during the same time. Trina Pinkett is in the building. Man, I don't want to come down on the wrong side of this, but guys, look at this. Great Mike Tyson going through this whole thing, this whole situation. Woman says the rape occurred in Mike's limo. According to the lawsuit, which reported on by the Times Union, whoever the hell that is, the incident went down in Albany, New York, while the time frame was narrowed down to the early 90s. A specific date wasn't provided. The woman said that she and Mike came into contact outside a now closed nightclub. No shit, it's closed. And he allegedly invited her and a friend into the after party. However, the accused says she and her friend became separated. Ladies never get separated. Leaving her alone with Mike. There, Mike is accused of assaulting the woman in spite of her saying no. And he allegedly proceeded to rape her. Goodness gracious. No further details, including whether the limo driver was in the vehicle at the time or not, were outlined in the lawsuit. However, the woman does say that she grappled with everlasting damage in various areas of her life. OMG. Mike Tyson. I mean, the guy has been through a lot. Do we look at this situation, guys? Is Mike Tyson candy kisses? I mean, wow, guys. I mean, tell me, how do we proceed? If you can, come in, John Hall. Detroit is pulling up. Candy Kisses TV. Michelle, see if you can come in, please. I would love to have a woman's perspective on this. Drama said yesterday, you know, sometimes people don't step up because of the scrutiny that they could take. But what if it's not right? John Hall, dude, here goes the cliff notes. Woman claims she gets in a limo with Mike Tyson in the early 90s, and he proceeded to rape her. Wow, Bruce Leroy, this is a different case. This is nothing you've ever heard before. The 90s. 2000s. This is over 20 years. The question I'm posing to you guys is, should there be no statute of limitations on rape? I mean, we got rich guys here that are taking millions and millions of dollars hits here. What does this say to the regular guy out there? A woman can come back 20 years from now and say, hey, man, Rodney Perry raped me. Wow. John says he thinks it's a ripoff. Well, if he raped her, he did rip her off. Wow. Bruce Leroy, what's your thoughts? Come in if you can. Candy Kisses TV, come in if you can, guys. Wow. Mike Tyson. Now, Mike has been convicted of rape before. Do we have to look at her assertions as legitimate? Because, I mean, this ain't no first-time thing. What do you guys think? Hey, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. This is on the Shade Room right now. Wow, some crazy stories out here. Kansas man dies after dog discharged hunting equipment and fatally struck him. What is this story? Goodness gracious. I think I saw this a couple of weeks ago. 30-year-old man passed away in Kansas Saturday, January 21st, after a dog shot him. A freak accident. The dog is in the back of the truck, guys, and the dog hit the thing. I don't see you, drama. I've been having that problem lately. Hold on, let me give you that. See if that link is better, drama, because I do not see you. I had that problem yesterday. Let me see if I can do that. Ms. Drama, I still don't see you. I don't know what's going on here. Bruce says, I gotta ponder that, Mike. Ish, but the dog story, that man was abusing that dog. First of all, the dog ain't got no damn thumbs. Like, how much of a freak accident is a dog shooting you when he don't have no damn thumbs? Drama is in the building. I see you, Drama. Grab that link right there. Let me see. Copy that right there. Yo, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. Come on in if you can. Come on in the room. Where is this Drama? Here it goes again. I hit your DM, Drama, again. Maybe that's a better link. I don't know. Top stories. Mike Tyson. It does say you backstage. God dang it. Maybe I don't put that back. I don't know what is going on with us today, man. Should I restart the whole thing? All right. Oh, there she is. It didn't show you at first.
It kept showing me a black screen, so I figured something was wrong.
Oh, that's crazy. All right. Hey, Drama. You made some great comments yesterday. We're talking about George Foreman, and rape is one of them things we have to take seriously. But 50 years later, 30 years later,
that's a traumatic experience to go through.
But Drama, it's a rich guy too.
It's broke dudes that people don't tell on.
Word. I get it.
A stigma. It's exactly what's happening right now. Why they wait so long? That's shameful. That's a horrific thing to go through. I've never been raped, but I have had someone attempt to rape me, and I was molested as a child, and I ain't said a word. Well, when somebody tried to rape me, of course I told. That was taken care of. But
Ballhead is in the chat, coming over Drama. Who he's supposed to have touched? Well, he's supposed to have touched a young lady in a limo back in the early 90s. Ballhead, and you're welcome to come in. I'm putting the link back in the chat.
She black or white?
We do not know yet. They didn't have a photo. So does it make a difference, Drama?
To me,
it does. How so?
It makes a difference to me.
How does it make a difference?
Let me tell you something. I don't trust white women when it comes to black men.
A woman being raped is a woman being raped.
I don't trust the worst. Emmett Till is all I need.
That old woman was lying on Emmett Till, but you cannot demonize a woman for being raped, can you?
I'm not demonizing a woman. I'm leery of the word of white women against a black man. Unless it's like, now if she say it and then 10 other women come forward, black, white, or indifferent, we got a problem.
You know what? Let's talk about that, though. Because the numbers don't matter to me.
Because where it's a little smoke, it might be. If it's a lot of smoke, some shit is burning up.
Okay, let's look at Bill Cosby. One thing, after it becomes public, they know the talking points. So if they ever been in a room with him, they can claim they've been raped.
Yeah, but he never really say no. Bill was kind of like, hey, everybody was doing it. Everybody wanted them Quaalude. That's what we were doing.
Well, everybody was.
That's what I'm saying.
I know people that was on drugs in the 60s and 70s, and Quaaludes are relatively tame drugs. It's like a Molly. Uh-oh, stop right there. Comedy over depression. Ballhead. And we men, man, got daughters. Like, you know, rape is a no-no. But when these rich guys get called out, do you have to give them a benefit of the doubt?
I would give them the benefit of the doubt when you're looking at the history of the woman also. And I know it's a sensitive, tough subject, because a lot of women feel I've already been violated. Now I'm being ridiculed on my past. As Drama said, white women, I have a very serious problem when you got a high profile black man being said he can do this. And then you got to look at a lot of situations, man. Is this dude a power dude? Is he one of them dudes that he can't accept this? It's a lot of variables to go in.
Hey, Sandra makes a great point. She said, I don't understand why these women wait 20 or 30 years to speak up.
It may be like, I'm 40. I was violated from 5 to 8. I ain't never said a word other than to 4 people in my life. I just, at this point for me, do I want to take myself through that? Like I told my therapist, of course I went through therapy. And that's the other thing. It's like I've been through therapy now. So it's like saying something. Don't really care if the person go to jail. It ain't about jail for me. So if I don't want you to go to jail, I don't want no money from you. Like for me, I can't speak for other victims. So
yes.
For me, it serves me no purpose. I've healed from it. I went through, I did what I needed. I ain't crying about it no more. I just feel like it's no point for me. But that's
a very, very big girl way to approach it. But like you said, yeah. You do deserve the right to have your day in court. Let me ask y'all this though. Y'all see this story about this goddamn dog? Dog going on a hunting trip, fall head with his master, and accidentally shoot him.
There wasn't no accident. That dog didn't want to do that.
That dog saw
his opportunity and he took it. That man been walking that dog and feeding that dog. That dog had to go to the bathroom that morning and he took that dog. Said, I got something for your ass.
That man fixed that dog, and that dog fixed that man.
Amen.
They teaching dogs. That's what people get for teaching dogs how to open microwaves, open doors.
And use the toilet.
Use the dog.
Hold on, guys. The dog don't have no damn thumbs. It's a complete accident.
Dogs don't need thumbs. They done showed us that. Them dogs, they open doors. They be turning doorknobs with them little paws.
What is a dog doing by the gun?
He's on a hunting trip. He putting his stuff up. The dog's in the back of the truck.
He was hunting rabbits, and that dog was hunting him.
What was he doing?
Hunting rabbits.
Why you got to say it like that? Why you got to say it like that? Was it a Waskley rabbit?
She done got an Elmer Fudd on.
Kansas Kisses TV says that dog was fed up. Wow. Ballhead, what you chewing on today?
Me and sandwich from Quick Trip, a breakfast sandwich.
You in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
He been there. I ain't even know either. He live there.
First of all, he come and go.
Oh.
Okay.
I live in Georgia. I bought a house in Georgia.
What area? What can you say?
Hell yeah, I got some guns in my house. I live in the historical part of Marietta.
Get out of here, we neighbors.
Oh, you about to be I'm about to be out there by y'all too.
So you moving back?
I'm in Cobb County.
All right, well, we need to do some things. We need to do some. Y'all need to come to my podcast in my house, in my office. Bam.
Done. I'm actually in Mableton and Smyrna area.
You're right around the corner, man. Right around the corner.
Wow, this is gonna be great. Yo, let me tell you something. You about to have Atlanta popping. Hope y'all ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it got some funny people I really like.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna name this today. Two dudes and drama.
Nah, I don't like that. All right.
This is shoot my dream down.
Shoot your shit all the way down. All right. Yo, so many crazy stories this morning. That dog story got me. Airport worker and mother of 3. Gets violently sucked in the plane's engine, despite being repeatedly warned to stay her ass back.
I was just gonna say, I worked for Delta Airlines as a flight attendant for 4 years. Them people, the first thing they say when you walk through them doors, you see these lines right here and this X, stay your ass out of this area. They tell you that every day, or they gonna suck your ass up in that engine.
When I was in the Navy, you stay away from them engines, they say it'll turn your ass into blue smoke.
Listen, grind your ass up like coffee.
Ain't no more you left.
Ain't nothing. You is shredded ground beef.
You way more than ground beef. You air.
I don't know why people think them jet engines a game. If them jet engines lift that heavy-ass plane in the air, what you think it's going to do to you? It's going to turn your ass in the air.
Bruce Leroy said, oh, yeah, Rodney, I watched some Foghorn Leghorn, and all he did, all episode was get his ass beat. Oh, God. That was a bad choice you made. First of all, Foghorn Leghorn is a dope-ass character, cartoon lore.
First of all, whoever that is, old.
If you, well, he's talking about my other show, We Finna Argue, and we had to squad up. And in a squad up, you pick three people, three cartoon characters you'll roll with. And I picked Foghorn Leghorn.
Of course, because you old. That's what old niggas do. They pick old shit.
So wait.
So but you know, she really looks like the scientist on the Muppets, though? Think about that.
First of all, why she got to bounce her head when she talked to me like that? I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. That's the sass. That's the sass.
I'm old. You old, drummer. You the youngest old person I know.
That's all right.
All right. Sandra says, that's what happened when you paying attention to those ramps are dangerous. Hey, I had a homeboy, right? He used to work for an airline in LA. And he driving through the tunnel. A dude is walking through the tunnel. They told them motherfuckers not to walk through the tunnel. And he ran that dude over. And he got fired.
The one that got ran over?
Yeah, the one that ran him over. The dude that got ran over, he got fired too, but still. Okay. Everybody got removed.
That's fair.
All right, y'all. My name is Roddy Perry. Tune in to Roddy Perry Live. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to do a top 10 with my guest for the day. Ballhead, Andromeda. Y'all want to talk cartoons, huh? Top 10 cartoon people that aren't superheroes.
Okay.
Top 10. Let me write that down before I forget. Drama, remember that. Top 10. He said Tasmanian Devil. Oh, shit. All right.
And anyway, that's going to be one of mine. You tear shit up.
Take it back. All right, here we go. Let's take a break. We come back. More Roddy Perry Live. Thank y'all for coming on. Here we go. Let's go.
What up, y'all? It's Michael Sean. And I know you want to be a podcaster. You want a successful podcast. You want to give your views and opinions. But you just don't know how to do it correctly. That's why you got to hit up ShawneeScott.com. You want to be on radio. And you want to know how to build your radio career. ShawneeScott.com. She's done all of this. I've worked alongside her for years, and I will tell you the information that she can give you is on a value level that I can't even put a price on it. All you have to do is go to ShawneeScott.com. Your future, right now. That's it. It's Michael Sean. Yeah.
It goes down February 10th and 11th. Roddy Perry live. Marietta. What the hell is that?
Marietta.
I usually eat mine. Marietta's Theater in the Square. Roddy Perry Live. Hit this ball head. I'm doing my one-man show.
I'm here, nigga. I'm with that.
I've been talking about it for a long time. We finally put it up. One show Friday, one show Saturday. That's pre-Valentine's weekend. So bring your lady out and watch Roddy Perry Live. I got Jay Henry playing a VIP set in the lobby, VIP reception in the lobby. Then I got a comedian doing 5 minutes, and I got a poet doing a couple of pieces, and then we'll get into the one-man show, and I'm super excited about it. My name is Rodney Perry. Oh, well, check out one of my shows. Check this out.
This is a male-dominated industry, and as a woman, you can't let them know your every move.
I got hit.
Jamila, are you pregnant? Hey, Sam!
I can't take another pill for 24 hours.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But without consistency, you'll never finish.
Give me another chance, okay, Porter?
Yes!
Finding Hatton. All new episodes Saturday, 8/7 Central. Only on Bounce.
Yo, give it up to my people over at Bounce. Shouts out to B. Simone. When I tell you, this girl is really good in this, man. She did a great job. I got also, I got a new show on Ballhead. It's called Cold and Windy. It's set in Chicago, amidst the drill music. We shot it here though.
Why didn't she do Chicago?
Yeah. So we, tell me this, man. I don't know nothing about drill music, man. How real is that in this, in the city?
That is probably 60% of the murders.
Really?
By the murder. Yeah, because it's like they battle it. You know how they used to battle rap, and then they take it to the street.
Wow.
Not all of them, but a lot of they counterparts.
Got it.
You know, that old block stuff and all of that. The why all of it is, if you say something about us,
we want to see if you're about that. It can get real.
Yeah, you want to see if you about that in real life.
Wow. Man, dude, they cover some wild stuff, man. But it's interesting because it's set in Chicago, but we shot it here. And just watching it, I'm like, yo, this really feels like Chicago. But the director, Kenny Young, is from Chicago, and he really kind of captured the essence of Chicago in this piece. It is going on right now, WeTV, and it's a good show if you haven't had a chance to check it out. And it's also streaming on All Black. So you go on All Black and watch it all right now. You know, if you got Apple TV, you got All Black already. So you should be able to pull it in. All right? All right, guys, it's time for the top 10. What is the top 10 drama? Top 10 cartoon characters.
Cartoons that are not superheroes.
That are not superheroes. Okay, we all gonna pick one. Drama, you can have number one.
Out the gate, I'm going with Jerry. That mouse was 10 things down.
Tom and Jerry?
Yes. Out the gate, Jerry.
Let me tell you something. Jerry is the funniest mouse of all time. Jerry is cold.
And don't even talk.
I don't see you. I don't see you, Cole. Cole is in the waiting area. I don't know what the hell is happening with this today. Dude, I am not picking you up on purpose. Thank you for texting. We got Jerry. Shouts out to Jerry of Tom and Jerry fame. Let me look at my thing. Okay. God damn it. Cold and Windy is wonderful, says Victor Marshall. Thomas Ward is in the building. Thomas Ward says Mr. Magoo. I got to go back to that, Thomas. Well, you got your whole top 10 up there. All right, we got Jerry. Who you say, Ballhead?
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam? Okay.
Yep.
He got blown up a lot.
He got toe up a lot. Oh, you know what? You say Yosemite Sam? Guess what I'm going to hit y'all with? The Roadrunner.
Roadrunner was tanning out the frame. And wasn't even trying.
Acme products. I love it. Roadrunner. Okay.
Roadrunner. Right. Kept going.
Candy Kisses says Bugs Bunny.
He's a bad one, too. I'm going with Popeye.
Popeye had bad tasting girls, though.
Don't matter.
He only had one tasting girl.
He was fighting for his life.
Any ass olive oil? Come on, dog.
It's somebody for everybody.
Olive oil might have had that wet though. She might have had that wet.
But did you see that neck though?
What'd that neck do?
Olive oil neck.
Okay, Popeye. Hey, Cole, try to go out and come back in. Maybe I'll see you. Yeah, I don't know what's happening with that today. But we want to hook. All right, we got five. And we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Drama, who you got next?
I just said Papa. It's Ballhead turn.
Oh, Ballhead, your turn. I'm sorry. Hey, Cole, go out and come back in.
What was that old lady name that had that cat?
Oh, with Tweetbird.
Yeah,
you don't know that lady. That lady is an extra at best.
She's not. She's not a superhero. She has no power.
She's not a superhero. But how about this? What about the black lady that was with Tom and Jerry? Thomas, get in here.
They played her. They played
her. She was
Auntie
Mama.
She was Damien's slave, almost. Yeah. She was 2 years off of slavery.
Hey, Coco, I'm trying my best to get you in here, man. I don't know what's going on. Let me send my fucking phone is dead. Let me send you another link, but I'll put another link in here. Try to use this link. I'll put it in the chat right here. It'll come to your Facebook. Da, 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 da.
Send,
okay.
No, send it, text him and send it chat to his.
My phone about to die. Phone. Shit.
Oh, I got another one.
What?
Let me get that Captain Caveman.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool.
But wasn't he a superhero?
He wasn't a superhero.
He low key a superhero.
No,
he had powers of strength.
His stick made him fly.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody see him as a superhero though.
Captain Caveman is all day a superhero.
If you mess with him, what he do? He holler, Captain Caveman, go crazy.
That wasn't nothing but a little game call. You hooty hoo. That was his hooty hoo.
Are you serious, Miss Drama? Damn.
I'm trying to think now because all my stuff was superheroes.
It's a lot, man. I'm telling you. But it's a lot of dope. Okay. I'm let me jump in there. Speedy Gonzalez, number 2 miles in the world.
That was a good one.
And I'm also picking Aladdin. Oh, there you go. Here you go. Stop right there. Finally, in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Coley Cole, how are you, sir?
Man, what's going on, man? I don't know what the fuck is going on with technology. I've been trying to get on this shit for like 20-something minutes.
Really? Dude, I promise to God I didn't see you just now.
No, because we're friends.
Mama had some issues. You know. We're putting together top 10 cartoon characters that aren't superheroes. Victor Marshall just said Speed Racer.
Oh, Mighty Man.
Who was that?
He had a little, Mighty Man. He had a dog.
Yeah, Mighty Man. Duck.
He had a dog house on his head.
Is he a superhero?
Yeah, Mighty Man was. But no, we said who ain't superhero.
He can't be a superhero.
Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
That's
a villain, okay?
The Pinky, brain. I'll give you Pinky.
I'll take the brain.
I'm going to throw this in there. A Pimp Called Slickback.
Okay.
That's animated.
So what's the criteria again?
The only criteria is he can't be a superhero.
A cartoon character who can't be a superhero.
Yes.
Okay. So Pepe Le Pew don't make the cut.
Pepe Le Pew ain't no superhero.
Yeah, he ain't no superhero, but he wasn't beating nobody up. He was in love. He was a lover.
No, he can absolutely go. Yes.
Didn't they cancel him?
They should have.
He would be canceled now. Him and Mike Tyson will be on the same case. All right.
Mystical Mike Tyson and Pepe Le Pew
would not take no for answer.
Let me tell you something about Mystical. I met Mystical at the No Limit concert.
A great guy. Nice guy.
I would have gave him some. He ain't had to do what he was doing. I would have gave him some willingly. He had to do that. That man ain't got to do that.
Miss Drama. Hold on. First of all, you're not allowed to say who you're going to give your vagina to.
Yes, you are. It's yours.
I disagree. I think you can give it whoever you want.
I would have gave it right then. I was going to tell him that. But Thomas then I should have.
Thomas Ward says Pepe was a little rapey.
He was definitely a rapist.
Well, if we want to do that, since we do it with cartoons that have no powers, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson had a cartoon?
He sure did.
It's on the Don't Swim.
If you don't pick Mike Tyson, you gotta pick him. Mr. T had a cartoon too.
Yep. Mr. T.
So did the Jacksons.
So did Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel. Okay. I know that one. We get off topic.
We are way off topic. Elise says Tom and Jerry. We got Tom on the list. Jerry was kind of, he was just along for the ride. Tom was a cat. Jerry was a mouse. I thought we were picking the mouse. I'm not a fan.
We did pick the mouse, not the cat. The cat got beat up.
You know who's gangster though? motherfucking Tom's three cat cousins with the hat.
Oh yeah.
That was
came in. That was bombing shit.
It was pimps.
She said, baby kids.
She said, baby kids.
Them was some villains.
Mike Tyson cartoon is funny as hell. It only came on for 15 minutes.
Wow. Incredible.
This is ludicrous. Bossy SP, 10 stars. Simon, good, grateful morning, kings and queens.
She related to Hot Good.
You know what?
She related to Hot Good.
Let me stop right there. I'm not a king or queen. Stop it. I'm sick of people that say kings and queens.
Me too. If you call me queen, I'm going to block you on my phone.
Where are the peasants at? Where are the peasants and the common folk?
You can't be no king without a peasant.
I'm a scoundrel.
I'm a gladiator.
Deonco killed the three cats from Tom and Jerry. Did he? I didn't see that. I didn't know that. Shouts out to Deonco. Yo, hey, we are storming through the show today. First of all, thank you to Cole Parker for coming in. Cole, where you at in the world? You like you doing something fly?
Bro, I just have to find a spot. You know how I go with you, man. I'm driving. You tell me last minute. I just jump on, so I just pulled up and
Not last minute, first of all, Cole.
Let me tell you. Okay, let's be real, right?
Talking about this last week, Cole.
It was like last week, Monday. You mentioned it. You told me put it on my calendar. I send you the information soon. You sent it 5 minutes before the show started. Talking about we here.
Hey, we here, baby.
Hey, Cole, pulled over. Cole pulled over and ran into somebody's apartment building. He in the lobby. With people going up the stairs and shit.
I thought he had a fly house. I been saying, Cole, what you doing today?
Hey, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm still fly.
Hey, Ballhead, what you got going next, man? You always doing some fly shit.
My birthday weekend gonna be in Chicago the 17th through the 18th. I got a media pop-up thing. I got a brunch, and I got a taping of my comedy Over Depression tour kickoff. I'm funding my own tour. I'm doing a small venues, intimate settings. I'm doing like 4 or 5 states. Then I'm gonna shop it and see what I can do. See what I can do with it.
Congratulations.
One act drama, where you headed next?
Nowhere. Got nothing right now because we on break because our tour manager was in a horrific car accident. He can't.
No.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So we on pause.
You say you're doing something on the first though. What you doing on the first?
ATL shout.
ATL shout.
Back to the A, y'all better watch out. All you unfunny biatches better move around. Actors in the building.
All right, y'all. This is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. My friends are on here. It's Thursday. It is time for one of my favorite segments. And let's close that right there. Time one of my this or that. And let me tell you some drama. If you say one thing out the way, I'm fighting. We fighting.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I love you, Uncle Rodney.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that comes. They come with a lot of bull crap right
now. Oh, a whole lot of it. Okay. Let's see. Where's my little thing? I can't find the juice. So here's the juice I had this morning. Kale, beets, cucumber, ginger, celery, and lemon. That was my juice. I had a shot of that this morning, and it's supposed to make you feel good. And we'll find out.
You're going to be definitely shitting.
Like a goose.
That's a shit juice.
All of them are.
Most all of them are.
Every last one.
I don't know if that's true. So
you mean hot wings for breakfast, brother?
I had everything, man.
You juicing Ballhead over here eating a hot wing.
No, I'm not.
Ballhead had a hamburger already.
Okay.
Ballhead like fuck health.
No,
I got a bag of donuts.
I ate a breakfast sandwich. I am literally. I paused my thing. I'm literally doing Uber right now.
Oh damn! In the middle of Uber, that's dope.
But right,
you picked up people while it was going on.
This ain't nothing.
That would have been crazy.
Right. That'd been dope.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Wi-Fi would have probably been going out. I can't do no better than Rodney, man. Rodney got on my podcast and was mid-COVID tubes and everything. And I'm finna have the greatest show. I got my two mentors. I got Rodney. I got George Wilbur. Me and George was like, what the hell? Man, the funniest thing he said.
Hey, George called in like a couple of days ago. The girls, Drama and her little friend, did a top 10 fine comedian. And they picked George Wilbur.
First of all, you're not gonna say that. Like, George ain't big headed since back in the day in the gap. We ain't finna play George like that now.
Well, you ain't calling me, you ain't say me, Drama?
They was fat shaming. They ain't picked no big boys.
We did. We said it's energy entertainment.
I done lost
a lot of weight up in here. I ain't been walking for nothing.
The name of the game is This or That. Here he goes. Single or relationship, Cole Parker?
Relationship. While single.
Wow. When I drama. Single or relationship?
Relationship.
I don't even want to get into why you said that.
Yeah.
Ballhead, single or relationship?
Relationship.
Ballhead, Kid Capri or Jazzy Jeff?
DJ Kid Capri.
Kid Capri or Jazzy Jeff, Cole Parker?
Definitely Jazz.
Really? Have you seen Jazz? I've never seen Jazz.
I've seen him quite a few times. First of all, Jazz will make a whole new record out of your album. He's dope.
He's cool.
He probably dope out there. Yeah,
One act drama, Kid Capri or Jazzy Jeff?
Jazzy Jeff, because I would hunch him too.
Okay.
Who won't you hunch? All right, moving on. Charlie Wilson or Ron Isley? One act drama.
Let me get Ron.
You ain't gonna hunch Ron, I'm sure.
Ron, no, he look like his skin melting off his body.
Hey, while you bushing, Ron Isley got a baby, a child that's like 10.
Wow.
So he's still shooting up the club. Well, you know, Ron Isley shoot them bullets from the Matrix, them slow ones.
Look, the sperm come up like...
ain't no race. It's a walk to the
moon. Yeah, walk. Yeah, them walkers like Chris Paul in that commercial.
That's a walker.
They got a walker.
They got a walker.
That's a damn
shame. Ball head. Body wash or bar soap?
Body wash, because it also cleans the tub and leaves no ring.
Is that true?
Okay, I don't know if that's.
I wouldn't know because I clean my tub with cleaning products.
That sounds white.
All right. Right, Cole Parker. Locked up in jail or free?
Definitely free. That is no question. Oh, shit. That's hands down.
But hold on. Only reason I ask a question.
Who all over there?
Who in jail?
Yeah. Who all
you gonna be? You gonna be getting hunched in jail, so be careful.
This is the only reason I ask that, because I look at people that I know that have been incarcerated, and they all look great. It's like jail is a time machine. No,
you ain't got nothing else to do but take care of yourself.
Yeah, you just sit your ass down. Time stops.
But you don't have the same pressures of real life. Like, of course, you got to keep niggas up off your ass. But other than that,
whoa.
Literally.
Whoa.
That's exercise.
Yeah.
I was locked up for 4.5 years. I choose freedom. Yeah, because, you know, yeah, freedom. Yeah.
I need 12 hours.
12 hours?
Yeah, in a holding cell.
Hey, my buddy went up 10 years. He came out. He looked like he looked when he went in.
Yeah, it's like a freezing chamber.
It's like
the clock stopped. The thing of it is about certain jails in certain counties, county jails, they don't have a clock in the room.
Okay.
They don't really have a clock. They don't really have a clock on the in none of the dorms or the jail. So time, you go by the day. I literally could tell what time it is by looking at the motherfucking sun. I mean, looking at the sky.
They call it a dorm. Where y'all?
Yeah, they had dorms. They had cells. In the county, it's dorms.
And what's the difference?
The dorm is a big ass room with a bunch of motherfuckers sleep.
Oh,
right.
All right. Here we go, guys. Hot sauces. Louisiana hot sauce or Frank's?
Ooh, Louisiana red.
Cole says Louisiana ball head. Louisiana hot sauce or Frank's?
Well, I'm I don't eat neither one of them, but I'll take the Louisiana because everybody in my family fuck with that shit.
Really, you don't eat hot sauce?
No, man, I don't want to be on the toilet the next day. Understood.
So let me tell you. So you saying if your ass was too hot, you would put an ice cube in it?
Whoa!
Has your asshole ever been hot?
No,
not that hot.
Well, that's why I don't eat no hot sauce. That's why I don't eat no hot sauce.
Speaking of hot asses, drama.
Look at that segue.
Man,
Louisiana hot sauce.
That's why he is who he is.
Louisiana hot sauce.
Speaking of hot
or Frank's.
I don't eat spicy food, but my whole family like ball here. Everybody eat Louisiana, so I'm gonna go with what they say.
Let me tell y'all, this Thanksgiving they forgot to buy the hot sauce. I had to go to Quick Trip. And Quick Trip only sells Frank's. From since Thanksgiving to now, I put that shit on everything.
You should
in Atlanta,
you
they only sell Frank's?
At Quick Trip.
You should have went to Popeye's and got the little package for free. They Louisiana.
First of all, Popeye's got the worst customer service of all time. They would have went out of their way and gave me 15 packs of jelly instead.
I don't like Popeyes no more because a lot of them don't even have honey for that dry biscuit. They want to give you some jelly. This ain't breakfast. I want some honey.
They ran out of chicken.
All right, here we go. Y'all brought it up. Popeyes or churches? One night drama.
Churches.
What person that is not a homeless slave eating churches?
Wait a minute. Right. Y'all ain't got to talk about churches like that.
Churches yes. is still serving chicken from 1863
to slavery. If you're short on cash, you go to churches because the wings are as big as this.
You know why that chicken that big? Because it's Rottweiler legs. That's why.
I might agree with this.
I guarantee you.
Ballhead, don't let one act drama affect your answer. Popeyes or church?
But I guarantee you. No one can tell you quickly where churches is.
No. You're right.
Popeye. Unless you live in a hood.
You only get churches when you there. Like if you happen to be in the parking lot.
That's what church is.
Like if you go get a haircut and churches share a parking lot, you'd be like, I'm gonna get this church.
No, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna get this church. I'm gonna say I'm gonna get on my phone and Google Popeyes.
Even those biscuits are fire though. The biscuits are fire at churches.
Churches ain't got no business. Churches got robes.
Damn. Dinner rolls with slits on top.
The best two things.
Don't listen to Paul Head. Cole Parker.
You can call me Popeye.
Popeyes or churches?
If I had to choose, definitely Popeyes over churches, man. I'm not eating churches chicken. I haven't eaten that since the 80s.
All right.
They still got the best peppers, though. They still got the best peppers.
All right. Enough. Here we go, guys. This or that. Where do you get your pizza? Let's figure it out. Domino's or Pizza Hut or somewhere else? Cole.
Somewhere else.
Ooh, Cole says somewhere else.
You know, pizza makes me...
Save your answer, though. I want to hear about this somewhere else. When I drum a Domino's, Pizza Hut, or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Save your answer. I'm coming back to you. Go ahead.
Somewhere else.
Y'all ain't messing with Domino's? Okay.
No.
Okay. Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesar?
Pizza, pizza, or...
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Anywhere else.
Anywhere else. Dude, my family loves pizza, pizza. I go there all the time.
So I feel Little Caesars, churches, and Frontier Airlines are all owned by the same company.
Is that true?
Oh, I don't
Hell
know.
Hell yeah.
It okay, like, Cole Barker, where's your somewhere else? Where do you get your pizza from?
A restaurant. I like to go and sit, and they bring out the big New York style pies. I don't have a particular place, but I'm definitely not doing the box. You know, I'm not doing that.
So I get my pizza, and you know this place, Cole.
Bella's or whatever.
Bella's, but Bella's is racist.
Ah, but you still get
my family pizza. Call it racist pizza.
So you get nigga sauce.
I go in there and I say, how much it costs to make those whites only pies? Get the nigga pies. And then they go to Chicago.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, Drama, where do you go, man? Where do you go to get your pizza?
There's a place here called Zalitz Pizza, and they only serve beef pepperoni. So that's why I like them.
First of all, stop right there. You telling me, yes, you love the beef. Look.
Tossing Zalitz and beef sausage. Okay, gotcha.
All right.
You tell me you diss Pizza Hut and Domino's for a place called Zalitz?
First of all, you didn't say Pizza Hut, did you?
I did.
Even if you did. Okay, well, whatever. Zalitz, Z-A-L-A-T, yes.
I feel about that. All right.
It's fancy head. Pizza. I like
ball head,
pizza.
Ball head. Where's your spot, man? Where you get pizza from?
I got two.
And give me your spot in Chicago. And give me your spot in Atlanta.
That's why I said I got two. Here in Atlanta, Nancy's. Nancy's is the shit.
Nancy's is the best Chicago pizza. And I like Chicago.
It's a Nancy's here in Atlanta.
Oh, I know. It's Chicago style pizza. But Chicago pizza also has it, and Nancy's is better.
Yeah, it is good.
In Chicago's is Giordano, the deep dish, baby.
Not home run in, not one of the other spots.
Home run in could go. I could go one, but I was home run in when I was younger. Giordano's, to me, that deep dish pizza, Giordano's is the best. The best.
Wow.
Speaking of old pizza, a pizza that used to slap and is trash now. Go with me on this.
Okay.
Because we all done been here.
Okay.
That Chuck E. Cheese pizza used to slap.
Chuck E. Cheese never slap.
Chuck E. Cheese, listen. Chuck E. Cheese is slapping now.
Last time I had it, wasn't slapping like it used to.
No, Chuck E. Cheese is horrible.
They redid it.
They even made a bread that's cardboard on the bottom. It's piece of toppings on cardboard.
You've been to the wrong Chuck E. Cheese.
The sauce is better. I went to one with my.
You just remember it with your child palate.
No, you go to the one
by Church's Chicken. You go to the Chuck E. Cheese by Church's Chicken.
Yeah, that's the way.
All right. Goodness gracious. Sonic burgers now. Sonic or McDonald's? When I drum.
Neither.
McDonald's use real beef now in their Whopper. In their, what's the quarter pounder?
What the hell have they been giving us all these years?
Can't tell you. Now, Cole, you don't eat meat, so I'm gonna disqualify you, bald head. McDonald's or Sonic?
It would have to be Sonic.
You would say Sonic? What about Sonic or Whataburger?
Whataburger!
Whoa, they got excited.
I'm pulling up on them today.
Man, listen, Whataburger is 2 miles from miles.
It's one about to open up at 11 o'clock.
Whataburger. This is why I don't mess with Whataburger. They got too many options. They back there cooking everything. They got chitlins. They got greens. It's too much at Whataburger.
That nigga is crazy.
Chitlins and greens.
That's a mess.
All right, guys. I got to take a break, man. We come back. More show. Cole is in the building. One act drama. I don't know what she's doing. And my man Ballhead is in the building. Hey, guys, thank you for coming on there. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in the Rodney Perry Live. Oh, there you go right there. But we'll be right back at the top of the hour.
Rodney Perry!
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
We are back in full effect. This is your boy, Rodney Perry. And I looked down and I saw Cole Park and I said, man, I don't know if I've done that this year. I don't know if I've done this game this year, but it might be time, Cole, to roast them babies. That's right. It may be time to roast them babies. Cole Parker is with me. My co-host for the day, One Act Drama, yes. Came through, fill a seat, and also Ballhead Phillips all the way from Chicago, now calling Marietta home. If anybody can roast somebody ugly, but can you roast a beautiful-ass baby?
Fire them goddamn babies up. Rotisserie them goddamn.
Absolutely.
Get them!
Yo. It gives them integrity.
It gives the babies, let me see, goddamn it. Let me make sure I got my baby on the screen.
Oh, that's terrible. This is about to be terrible again.
This is about to be so freaking ridiculous.
Why did we start this shit, Rodney?
I don't know.
It had to be about, 4 years ago? Right. That's dumb.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, One Act Drama's in the building. She says that we must roast them babies. All right, here we go. Roast this cute-ass baby.
That baby do stocks for a living.
Is that right?
That's the Alderman side baby.
That baby got a hole in his back. It's natural.
Why y'all roast that baby so cute? I thought it was going to be an ugly baby.
No, it is a cute ass baby.
Well, we got to roast the hard part.
The baby only got four toes on his left
foot. I was just finna say that because he sure look like the baby got a bunny.
That baby father is dark skinned.
That's Jill Scott love child.
Oh God. Okay. Let me get out of here.
Okay. That baby looks like Don Lemon.
That baby looks like Don Lemon. Hello, oh, Lord Jesus. Who y'all want?
That baby look like he wake up in the morning and say,
all right, and go our next baby, guys. Can y'all see him?
Not yet.
Hold on, let me see what y'all see. Oh shit! How'd I get him out of there? Okay, stop sharing that. God damn it! Where is he at?
Well, it's hard when you're on the board yourself, ain't it?
Oh, nigga, let me tell you something. I got it though.
You got to take them. You got to take everything and put it up beforehand. Save it.
Right.
Oh no, I got it. Boom. Here it goes. The next baby.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait that a minute. Huh?
That baby's an extra in emancipation.
Wow.
That was the first baby born on Wakanda.
So y'all can't think of no jokes for the light skinned baby, but this baby is taking a brick in the face.
Well, that baby got a Stephen A. Smith hairline. So let's start.
this baby is going to catch a case one day.
That baby looks like y'all thought I was asleep, didn't y'all?
That baby birth canal is the Underground Railroad.
Oh God! Oh God! Shit ain't so.
Ba 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 ba.
All right, oh, this is a cute ass baby right here. Hold on.
That baby look like he be saying, "I suck on that titty."
Oh God!
That baby was born with gold teeth.
That is ridiculous. Okay.
That's Shotty Shotty. That's Shotty Shotty song.
Is it?
No.
Oh God. Okay, I got one more baby for y'all to roast.
That's terrible.
Okay, this is horrible. Where is it at? God damn it, where he at? Okay. Let me close that. God damn, okay. Where you at? Oh, that done went to a whole nother place. Hold on.
You done went on the Pornhub tab.
First of all, his file.
Hey.
Ryder got his own file in that motherfucker.
Okay, man. So here he is. Is this COVID era babies are taking less signaling? Okay, here he goes. So he was lower in the page. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go back to StreamYard. Oh, see, they got all kind of pop-ups on that baby page. Okay. All right. Screen share. Let's look at that.
Damn.
Share. Okay. You get out of there. There he goes.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. That's Craig. Craig Mack, baby.
Oh, yeah. No.
And the flavor in your ear.
Yeah.
Now roast that baby. I'm going to pee.
That baby ain't got no eyelashes.
That baby want to see like, who all over there.
That baby look like he peeking in the bathroom and running. Did you get it out yet?
That baby robbing people right now.
That baby got an old lady stare. I seen you over there. I seen yous over there and Miss Green went in them yard messing with them turnips.
That baby
got peanut butter on his dick and letting the dog lick it off.
Oh,
Cole gonna get us all kicked off there.
No. Hey, we gonna be canceled on every damn thing.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, you can't. You know, it's like it's kind of. You know, I'm sorry.
Hey, where is he climbing up from? Is a better question.
The question is, he climbing?
That baby is a peeping Tom. That baby is a pervert.
Yeah,
that baby climbing up look like, you ain't my daddy.
Why that baby got facial hair?
Because his mama told him he the man of the house.
Stop right there. Everybody stop. Oh, God.
The man of the house. That's stupid.
I like this roast that baby.
Oh, it's fun. It's
oh, roast fun. That baby is a great game, man.
That's funny. That first baby was too cute. That first baby looked like he do taxes.
And that first baby cat. Hey, and I'm saying good thing. Oh, he's gonna graduate.
Gossman Evers is in the building. She says she said they late this morning. You're always welcome. Candy Kiss TV. Baby? That baby ain't got no edges. Somebody said that baby got gas. Oh, the audience is in on it. Oh, grown ass baby. Oh my God. He is
the first one to count. Right. IRS.
That first baby, new Texas. Yeah.
Okay, hilarious. Okay. Sonic is only the drink spot. Yeah. Late night. You can't go to Sonic during the day. But I do like that hot ass ketchup at Sonic, the spicy ketchup.
Watermelon got spicy ketchup. I don't eat it, but everybody love it.
Who?
Waterburger. That's my Waterburger.
You know what? Who I say? Sonic. Like, you're right. That is Waterburger. All right.
Do they even still skate at Sonic?
Sometimes. Nah, I don't think so. That shit is. Somebody fell under a car, and yeah, it's been bad.
That's awesome.
They still skate over these teenagers be skating over here by me in the summertime.
I guess it's the neighborhood where they skate
in. Here we go, guys. I know y'all saw this story this week. Mustard on the beat, DJ Mustard is getting divorced from his girl. She wants $80,000 a month.
Wow. Where do he be DJing at?
DJ Mustard is a producer. And so she had a forensic accountant. The accountant put him at $10 million in 2020. So if you make a lot of money, should your significant other, your spouse, the ex, blah, 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 they do have three children, is $80,000 fair, Cole?
I think that's a little excessive, but I think that baby was her forensic accountant. My professional opinion.
Thank you, Cole. I'd never considered that.
See?
All right, ball head for real, man. You know, we take care of our kids, man, but $80,000 a month? But you made $10 million. Is it a sliding scale?
Did he really make $10 million? Because the way I'm gonna put it to you like this, the way child support do math, they do extra other math that ain't even together. So I don't know who they got doing the math, but this is my thing. If that man is making that amount of money, they're together, he's feeding, he's housing up, that money's gone. Money be spent, money gets spent, but
they want that money, and then you still gotta pay for what you pay for.
No, I would pay $1,000 to get rid of the whole problem.
Don't ask any questions.
I'm not gonna ask what that means.
Keep going.
I asked Lab Love that he talking about he gonna call Ray Caruth.
Hey Ray, I got the trip ready for you.
One act drama, you the woman on the panel, man. Is this absurd or is it fair?
Okay, so my understanding is they've been together since before he had anything.
Right.
So $80,000 is excessive, in my opinion. But her having been there when he was making beats probably in their bathroom.
Right.
She does deserve a sizable amount of money. Because she's
talking child support, we're not talking alimony at all.
Well, I think if you get to $80,000, ain't no spousal support, fam. $80,000 a month, and you still want spousal, that's when I'm like, come on. But I really do. She been with that man, like, they only been married, I think, like a year, but they was together.
The argument you hear all the time is this. The argument you hear is that you lived a certain lifestyle and you have to maintain that lifestyle. But when you leave me, that lifestyle over. Am I right?
Yes.
It definitely changes.
That's if you just met her when you was already up.
Did she make beats with him?
She was not working. That lady had to sacrifice. This ain't no new relationship. High school.
James say, just support the kids, get custody, so you won't have to pay the $80,000. Is that the way you should do it?
I feel like
hell
this.
Yeah.
Buy her, this is me, if I were her, I want a house that matches the house my children have always had, or you let me keep this one. That's number one. My children should not have to size down because we done. So either let me keep this house or you get me something comparable to whatever you gonna be living in.
I say like this, guys. Rodney Perry wife, 26 years married, she get whatever it is. 50-50, whatever. If your ass ain't been with me but 10 years, you better go sit down somewhere.
That's what I just said. That lady been with him from ground up. So take care of her. She took care of you.
Well, we don't know the whole thing about that. We don't know
They wasn't married the whole time. That makes
it don't matter.
What took him that long to marry?
She was having his babies. She ain't no new to the game. She not some chick he met when he was up.
But this is my thing. When you said that she wasn't working, was that her choice not to work?
Who knows?
He say, I'm going to take care of you? So if he said, I'm going to take care of you, you ain't got to work, don't pay that what you got to pay. But for those kids, I'm putting something in the trust when they turn 25 or 22 or something like that. When it's time for y'all to go to college, y'all got to go to college or you got to go do something that's going to make a difference in your life so you won't be broke thinking you still going to come mess with me.
I agree with that. What if she said, I want 80K, but you out of that 80, you give me 10, and the other 70 we got to put up. Or whatever.
How about this, guys? You don't want a woman looking all destitute either, do you? I mean, you do
want to
give her something. You don't want her looking scraggly and her kids looking great.
I'm going to make my kids look great. I ain't with her no more. She grown. She grown. See, you're talking out of the love that you have right now for your wife. You don't want her to look scraggy.
However, at least we're talking about three babies. They had three babies together. Man, wow. This is a really tough thing for me, man, because I'm like, look, I mean, you won't, like, if me and my wife suddenly separated, I would completely start over.
Let me ask you this, Rodney. How old is he?
In his 30s.
He's a young man. He's 30-something
Man. Okay. So you got to talk from a young man's point of view.
Okay.
You got to talk from if I'm 37, I still got some action and some shit out here. You know what I'm saying? If I'm 50-something, 60-something, hey, man, I'm going on. If I give her
$80,000 a month, I'm never getting married again.
First of all, if I'm giving you $80,000 a month.
Man, and I'm fucking while your man, I'm fucking while your man is there. Your new man is there.
That's a good point, Cole.
Yeah.
How often do you need for $80,000? Like,
I don't know, but I don't need that shit we had when we was married either. I need some new shit. Like, take some of this, invest in some books, some videos on Pornhub, learn some new tricks.
Go get your pussy steamed. Go get it steamed.
Oh yeah, get all that.
But you don't want her no more though.
I want to take $80,000 out of her though.
I want to take
$80,000 out of her every once in a while.
I want to be able to know that I can go get that when I want to get that, because it's $80,000 going to that.
I might even bring somebody with me.
Oh, wait, hold on, ballhead. What time of the day is off limits? Or you can come over anytime.
$80,000, nigga, anytime. I got a key. They in there.
Okay, hold on, calm down. So you get over there, it's 11:30. They already doing it. What you gonna do?
Next, switch me out, tap out.
Next, you ain't here to see the kids.
Man, it's 11:00. They better be in the motherfucking bed.
Fuck them kids.
The kids come my house in the weekend. Matter of fact, the kids is at my house. I came over to give me a little dip, and I'm gonna get back over there.
These guys are making.
I'm being funny.
For $80,000, you might be kind of fine to be a little bit.
But this is how I feel like, you know, if she helped you build and all that, he's in a state where he can always make more money, right? He can always make more money. So when you got that, like, okay, well, we're here, let's go ahead. But it has to be a long-term arrangement, because like in Georgia, every 3 years, they could change the pot, right? So he making $100 million now. I'm just making a statement, you know. But he making $100 million now. 3 years from now, he making $250. She could say, okay, well, now I want $200,000 a month. You know what I mean? So you have to be real, real careful with that. But there would definitely be some type of contractual agreement at that price point.
One thing is, when we making this money, we done built this together, we get divorced, I want to settle out with one lump sum of money to get your ass away from me. I would have to sell out. She
but
want
you can't
80.
Settle child support.
You can't.
We ain't talking about child. We ain't talking. I'm gonna. If I have the right status and I got $80,000, I got some more money, I'm gonna get me the right lawyers. I'm getting my kids. Because with child support come a lot of other shit, health and all of that. Man, you paying a whole lump sum. So give me my kids. I'm gonna give you a lump sum. Go live your life.
My thing is it better for your kids to be with you though, right? So like, you don't want to pay the child support, so you get in custody, but you're on the road.
I'm on the road.
You know, months and months and months at a time, so you're not even able to be a parent to your children because you're out and
about. You're going to be. You're going to make an adjustment. Let me explain something. And I don't know if, Jarman, you got a daughter, don't you?
I got a son and a daughter, and there's no way a court would give my son to my ex-husband because I'm home all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, so you ain't doing shit.
No way they would give him to go to work every day.
But listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you, and it's gonna shock a lot of people. Men have a better chance of raising children than women do, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Come on now.
You look at a lot of men that are out here that do have their children. Their kids ain't going to jail. Kids go to jail and getting all type of derriment in situations when they don't got their father in their life. When
so
they
father
their life,
is it their daddy not there? The daddy, right?
The mama don't want to be with the daddy for whatever.
I gotta be with you.
We're not talking about. Listen, see, drama. I'm not talking about the fact of why we broke up. I'm talking about the fact of what's better for the kid. The man is better for the kid. You've been to a stage where you've been nurtured by your mother. What, like on, was it 300? When the kid gets 13, send him out there and the man gonna raise him. He gonna come back and the man gonna raise him. Men are better at raising a child when that child is at that age to be raised. Anybody that's ever got their kids, when their kids were from the age of 10 to 13 and he went with the man, that boy is doing something positive. That boy's got something going on in his life, or that girl.
That's situational. My daughter's father, I would absolutely agree. My daughter's father, I could go for that.
All right, guys.
My son's father, absolutely not. He would not be a better option than me. And wow. And that's as somebody who, he good right now. He all right. But to have my son on his own, absolutely. My daughter daddy, he good. My daughter's father probably would have been good from birth.
All right, guys. Speaking of strong black women, this resilient mother made history powerlifting 636 pounds.
I thought that was comedian Big Keith.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all go dark fast, boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, guys. Really.
Or Tuck.
Like Tuck. Look. Yo, do you like your ladies strong?
Not that strong.
Why powerlifters be built like that? Why they don't be in shape? Hey,
she look like she get musty like I do. Nope, I don't
want that.
Hey, all jokes aside, man, I follow this young lady on Instagram. Would fellas and lady, are you into like muscular people? Like, in any world is a what?
I like fit. Not muscular. I like fit, not muscular.
Okay, fit, bald head. Come on, man. Let me find this young lady.
The come on, man is not gonna coerce me. I don't want to be in the bed with no bouncer. I already damn near look like a bouncer.
I like regular to fit.
Yeah, regular to fit. Mm-mm.
This is stupid.
Let me find this young lady.
Argument. She gonna push me down. She gonna push me down and my shoe gonna fly off. I'm not with that.
That's terrible.
I think people this is her right here.
People be seeing me on the street. Just blink if you okay.
Okay, here she goes.
Is this somebody you know? Because I don't.
I know her, and just bear with me, okay?
Yeah, sweet.
Like AJ. AJ is muscular.
AJ is muscular. This lady muscular. Makes AJ look like a damn child.
Sweet baby Keita.
Jesus. All right, here she goes. She looks like a superhero.
Ah, hell no.
She looks like she part cobra.
You said part cobra?
She looks like she's like when she get mad, she's sort of like that.
This is the most fit woman in the world.
No. Muscular.
She changed ties with no tools.
It's a difference. It's muscular.
She's
her thigh got a thigh.
Is she not gorgeous?
She open cans like Popeye.
First of all, her vagina looks like a penis. Definitely not.
That's a clitoris.
That's even scarier.
Why clitoris got muscles? That is too goddamn strong.
She bench press with her clitoris. Her bench press. How much you can bench press with your clitoris?
You guys are not allowing your brains to open up, man.
Answer the question for yourself. Would you hit that?
Can you imagine if she contract her vaginal walls? She will squoze your penis to death.
I don't trust no woman to do clit ups.
What she do?
Clit ups. Where was you at last night? Clit ups, boy.
stand fucking with nobody, do no clean ups.
Boy, you was dumb.
Through my fraternity, many single mothers allowed their sons to participate in our Capital League. Very successful.
He about to get blocked.
Yo, man. We have gotten ourselves to a stopping point.
Yes. Definitely.
A stopping point with the weights.
It's time.
Oh, God. You know what? Why you bullshitting? I'm about to embark on a weightlifting journey.
Let's do it. I'm with you. Let's do it.
You know, man, you know, I used to have Cole. Let me tell you something. These little fat comics, I wasn't fat till about 10 years ago.
Yeah, you used to wrestle, didn't you, Rodney?
You look like you had an old wrestler body.
I wrestled
for a very short time. This young man I wrestled put his thumb in my eye. I was like, I don't like this.
I thought you might say your ass. We all thought the same thing.
I've only had one young lady attempt to put a thumb in my ass, and I punched her.
If it was a nigga, let me tell you something. If it was a nigga still alive that could say, he put his thumb up one of my mentors' ass, I'm killing them.
You gotta go.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the dude that Rodney was talking about. Bam!
Gosman ever said I would hit the muscle girl. And you know what? I would.
And she hit you back too. She looked like she got a mean doggy style.
I don't want to hit nobody
when they sounds.
I'm good, so he's in. I'm good, so he's
got
in.
Charles got the coldest beard in the history of beards.
Charles, we got a quiet beard. All right, guys, great show today. Cole Parker, how do we stay in touch, bro?
Man, everything's simple. Everything just at Cole D. Parker. Be out here making a couple of moves. Podcast coming back out soon. RP, we got to do this. So, you know, we want to practical smoke.
Cole Parker. Cole Parker brought his homeboy on a podcast, right? And so, hey, Cole. Your boy was telling a story. he was homeless, right?
No. He used to be a crackhead for 13 years.
And so, when I asked...
Professional. So listen... So my man, he's from Chicago. Shout out to my boy Will. He like, yeah, you know, I was real like a real crackhead. Like I ain't really messing with my family. Like I was eating out of trash cans and all this stuff. That fool Rodney said, well, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, it got real silent in the room. He said, I got one question for you. What's the best thing you ever ate out of trash can? I mean, like, was it like ribs? He was like, what's the name of this place? Soon as I get my life together, I'm coming back here.
I'm coming back.
Really, you gonna say this to a dude that's eating out of trash can?
Hold on, Cole. There's levels to everything.
Got worse.
You homeless, ballhead, you homeless, you eating out the trash can, you go, wow, this is some great food. I'm coming back when it's not so moldy.
Not so moldy?
It's like, did I get it early enough? Did they just throw this out?
What's that train? What is that?
And now you're going to get the money to go on the inside, and it ain't going to, you're going to tell them bring you something out the back.
I'm going back out to the trash can. I don't like this shit in there.
This the funniest shit. You know, if you've been to a restaurant and the waitress or the waiter say, is this your first time here? No, we're on the inside.
Hey, you can take your dog with you so y'all can eat spaghetti together.
The dog's trying to get out in the back. That's what I'm used to. I ain't used to this shit.
He's about where the pesto that was on the other side.
I'm good, say if you kiss it up to God, they said that's not pesto. That's
what happened to that pesto that was
this
on
ain't
the
no damn side. Parmesan, this rat poison, boy.
Yo, Ballhead Phillips, man. Tell us about everything you got going on. What's up? What's coming next?
Birthday weekend, Chicago, surrounding areas, March 17th through the 19th. Look on my pages, Comedian Ballhead Phillips on Instagram, Comedian Ballhead Phillips on Facebook. And I'm doing my social media journey, really pushing my social media, trying to get out here and catch up with the rest of these cats. I'm writing. Let's go.
Let's go. One Act Drama, a.k.a. Andromeda. How can we find you?
Instagram, One Act Drama. TikTok, The One Act Drama. I'm like a bald head. I'm trying to do this social media thing. I hate it. I'm old.
Well, when she get here, we going to get it. We going to do some couples things, and we going to make them happen. That's right.
So make follow it happen. Me. But when we get back on this tour with D-Lay, follow me. Follow us, too, to a city near you.
All right. We love it. Hey, y'all, my name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Starting next week, starting Monday, the show will start at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to noon, 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time. My name is Rodney Perry. I'm changing it so I'm not rushing, taking this little girl to school because she be just taking her time. Shout out to Roxy, man. Roxy is dressing like a teacher. She's giving, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, it's been an amazing day, man.
I love you, Uncle Rodney.
I love you more. Ballhead Phillips. Ballhead Phillips, Trina, the Heifers, Alfreda. Wow, Elise, thank you for coming in. Cole Parker. Cole, your hair is looking strong as ever.
Man, you know, that's that 50-year-old hairline. I'm trying to hold on to it.
Let me tell you something. This dude cut my hair last week. He sprayed my shit down so hard. Nigga, my shit, I look like a little boy.
Bruh, look like Stephen A.
Stephen A, my face is getting bigger. But that's another story.
Your face getting bigger.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get old. Your face be like, hey, nigga, I'm still here. Okay. Tomorrow, Coco Fresh, special guest. She's a tarot card reader. She's a comedian. Oh, yeah. She's crazy funny, crazy interesting. Yeah. If you're trying to get red, holler at your boy. We'll bring you on. My name is Roddy Perry. You're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. Let's get out of here, man. I got a boo.
Much love, y'all. Peace out, y'all.
Cole, you say that.
That
juice got you. Juice got you loose.
Juice is loose.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.